Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
I want you to come down and talk to me. He says, why should I come down and stop this good work and talk to you? I paraphrased a little bit. In other words, I don't want to stop this good work. What's the message there? God has a good work for all of us to do. Every one of us. In Ephesians 2:10, it says that we were created in Christ Jesus. We are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prearranged beforehand that you should walk in them. God had something for you to do before you even showed up on the planet. And that's good works. And see, look, and His peace will protect you. See, while you're building your life on what God says and the Holy Spirit's helping you, there's a peace that protects you from strife and contention and all these other voices that try to call you away from the work God created you to do. That's why you can't get caught up in the media, can't get caught up in the news and what they're talking about on CNN and Fox, all that. Because all those voices can call you away. Or you can't get caught up in the little groups. Well, we got the coffee clutch. We're going to go talk at the coffee. We got six people we meet, and they get to talking about all this negative stuff that's going on. That's going to come up in your house. That's going to get into your peace now. That's why He says, be anxious for nothing. Nothing. He doesn't want you anxious and worried about anything. Be anxious for nothing. But by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ. The word guard means to protect from all enemy invasion. See that? All those negative voices, you'll be protected. See this? When you keep building your life on what God is saying. That's why it says, through prayer, you got to talk to God. You got to be thankful. Those things help you stay in peace. See this? Because there's a lot of stuff trying to get you away, and it's all the Antichrist. He's behind all that to get you away from the work God created you for. See, when you're in that work, you're fulfilled. Life is good. The dots are coming together. You're psychologically, sociably, physically, spiritually, all those areas are coming together in your life because that's what God's Word does. We come and we're born into this world, and when we're born into this world, all those areas are at odds with God. They're all in contradiction to God. And when you get under His Word and you're born again, the Word of God calls all those areas of your life into order. That's what peace is. Security. See that? Safety. That's what peace is. Complete. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? That's why we need God. He's the God of peace. You can't get peace from anything else. Now, we're going to get to the message here. Think about this, too. I want one more thought. Any area of your life that you don't have peace, look, He says in Isaiah 26:3, in His perfect peace He will keep them whose mind is stayed on Thee and whose trust is in the Lord. See, if you don't have peace in your relationships with your wife, with your husband, with your children, Because you're not trusting God with them. If you're worried about money all the time, finances, and you're anxious, it's because you're not trusting God. God's given you the answer to trust in Him. Tithing. See that? You're saying, it's not to keep the lights on. It's for you. That's a protection for you. You're saying, I trust God? He's going to remove all that anxiety out of your life in that area. Then you don't have to worry about the bills getting paid. They're going to be paid. All right. Let's go to our vision. We're talking about deception. Now look at this. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There it is. You see that? This is a vision from God. We got this almost 20 years ago at 4 o'clock in the morning. Wrote that down. We knew it was from God. Peace, remember? when you truly have peace, we have peace with each other and peace with God and peace within ourselves. This is power. See this? Peace comes from connections. Now think about what I'm going to say. I went to, years ago, probably 30-some years ago, I went to California, San Francisco, and then I went to South Salido, and on outside of there was Myrrh Woods. And it's a forest of redwood trees. I mean, these trees are big. You ever see a redwood tree? It's huge. I mean, they had one out there, you could drive a car through it. It was so big. And you see these trees and you're just in awe. I mean, these aren't like trees around here. I mean, you've never seen a tree like this. And these trees just go way up there. Now look, and then right before you come into the woods, it says, big sign says, notice the quiet. I mean, it's just like, you're walking through there and you don't hear tweet, tweet. You don't hear no chirping. You don't, none of that. You know why? Because there's a resin in the wood, the redwood, that's what it is. There's a resin in there that bugs don't eat. So because there's no bugs, there's no birds. So you walk in there, there's no squirrels running around carrying on either. It's just quiet. Now think about this. Now the trees get so big, you know why they get so big? Their roots connect with each other. They don't go down 90 feet. They only go down so far, and then they start connecting with each other. You don't walk through that forest and see trees down because the wind came and blew it down. Uh-uh. Storm came. You don't see a tornado come in. Oh, it just lit. Uh-uh. Not in the redwood forest. I was looking for that. Nope. They're all standing. They're connected. Are you getting that? You got to stay connected. And I don't care what's happening. If you're connected in the body of Christ and you're in peace, you're going to be like a redwood in this world. Oh, that hurt. You see what I'm saying? Is this making sense? But it's true. Those roots tie in with each other. And it makes them all stronger. That's why they get so big. And that's why they're so awesome. We're going to preach here in a minute. Let's look at this. Love, this is the love chapter. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but love rejoices in the truth. So the truth is what we're after. And love is the agape love. It says, love does not rejoice in iniquity. Remember, iniquities, sins and patterns that passed on from your fathers as far back as 3 and 4 generations. But now I want to throw this in. When you are in righteousness and you are in the will of God, what you do and have gets passed on for 1,000 generations. Did you get that? 1,000 generations. That ought to make you want to come up in here and find out what's going on. Your children get what you for 1,000 generations. Sin and inequity on a couple. I don't want to pass that mess on. I want to pass on what he has. Are you with me? I told Ryan there's a song about it, and he's going to learn it. Somebody's going to sing it. I got to have that song up in here. All right. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for all that you're doing, and we trust you. Help us, Lord. We truly do need you. We need you desperately. So speak to our hearts in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. All right. So we've been talking about love and the kingdom and this idea of truth. Remember? Love rejoices in the truth. So, truth means nothing concealed. Deception means to believe a lie. So we don't want to be believing lies, right? So, I am going to have you go to, we're going to go to Judges chapter 17, and we're going to look at Judges today. And Judges is an Old Testament. And think about this. This man, Micah, now this isn't the Micah from the book of Micah. This Micah was the prophet, that prophet. This is another Micah. The name Micah means to be like Jehovah, to be like Jehovah, to be like God. Now, Micah was a leader. Micah was a leader in the book of Judges. Now, think about this. So, Micah was a leader. But guess what? He wasn't leading the people in God's ways. He always fell into idolatry and idol worship in his own house. And because he was a leader, it affected everything, the community and everything around him. You see, the character of God has to start at home, with you and with me, at home. That's where it starts. When it starts at home, now it gets into the community. Now it gets into the community, gets into the state, gets into the nation, but it starts at home. God instituted, listen, the family, the community, and the government. God did. He wants his government demonstrated by man. You hearing that? He's not talking about just the United States government. He's talking about his government. He instituted those. And so this is what we have to see. That God has established them. And you get away from those things, you're going to be in chaos and confusion. Because God did that. So it has to start at home. And what God wants you to do and I to see things his way. He wants you to see it his way. And this was the problem in Judges. Now think about this. Joshua is the book right before Judges. Joshua was a prophet. He took over after Moses. And he was full of courage, and he took the land. Took the land. Defeated them. All enemies. Watch. Joshua is a type of Christ. But now look. Here's Joshua. And then you get into the book of Judges. They went from conquering evil and overcoming war and defeating people, the people that were against them, to Judges. Judges now, all you read is defeat and discouragement. Why? It wasn't in the home. Huh? It wasn't in the home. There's a stark contrast between Joshua and Judges. No king. It's notorious for not having a king. And everyone did what was right in their own eyes. It's a picture of the world today and what's going on today. Now stay with me. Joshua was obedient and conquered the land. Judges, they were disobedient and defeated because of idolatry. Time and again, because of the rebellion in Judges. Micah was a leader. Look at this. The man Micah had a shrine and made an ephod and a household of idols. So he had idols in his house. People got idols. What's an idol? An idol's anything you're putting before God. You can have an idol. An idol can be Facebook. An idol can be TV. An idol can be your wife. An idol can be your husband. An idol can be your family. An idol can be your ministry. You can put things before God. God doesn't want that. He wants to be first. You see that? God wants you to put Him first. No idols. See, here's what happens. This is what happens. People, emotions surround all these things that are going on. Our emotions wrap around them. And if we're not in touch with who we are spiritually, in touch with God, our emotions will cause us to be affectionate towards something else. See that? And what happens? When we put our affections into something else, it eclipses our view of ourself and our view of the world. And see what happens anytime that's threatened, anytime my marriage is threatened, or anytime if that's my God, anytime my family, that your family can be your God. Or your money can be your God. Or your car. Anytime it's threatened. Or your identity. All these different letters of people coming up with, that can be your God. Now watch this. When that's threatened, you get on the defense. You get angry and you get anxious and despondent because it's being threatened. You see? But now look, when your focus is on God, none of that has anything. You're not going to be threatened and full of fear. Are you getting this? Because you got Him in His rightful place. And He's building peace in you. And nothing's going to cause a war and cause you to lash out and defend everything you... You getting that? Now look. The man Micah had a shrine and made an ephod, a household of idols, and he consecrated one of the sons who became his priest. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. They had their own vision. They did things the way they see. See, you can't do things the way you see it. God wants you to see it His way. Jesus said from the get-go, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. He wants your perspective on Him and your perception to come from Him. Am I making sense? He wants you to have His vision. What's it say in Proverbs 29:18? Where there's no vision, the people cast off restraint. See that? But where there is vision from God, it brings restraint. Restraint to do what? To do His will. See that? When I'm in His will, there's restraints. What's restraint? A restraint. That's why they handcuff people. That's why they put straitjackets on people. They're called restraints. So you don't hurt yourself, so you don't hurt other people. And that's why when we have a vision from God, we're not hurting ourselves and we're not hurting other people. We're helping ourselves and we're helping other people. But Judges, the last verse, 21:25, everyone did what was right in their own eyes. That's the theme of that entire book. Now, go with me to Psalms 119 and verse 68. Now, I'm going to give you another little bit of a backstory. Psalms, David has written the Psalms. David is a king. And God said he was a man after his own heart. So he was God's king. Now look, you got Joshua taking the land, overcoming, no fear, courage, conquering. Judges, defeat, destruction, anguish, no king. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes. Go to Book of Ruth is next. And then you go to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, they got a king. His name was Saul. But he was man's king. Man's king. He did what pleased men. Get to 2 Samuel. Now you got David. David is God's king. David made a lot of mistakes. The difference between Saul and David, David repented. Repent means metanoia. Change your mind. Change the way you think. David, I've been to conferences all over the United States, literally. And when I like a good leadership conference. They talk about David. He's a great leader. Yeah, it's true. Jesus talked about David. So we're going to look at David. And I'm going to help you see something today. I know you're going to leave here with something that's going to really help you. Now stay with it. Stay with me. Now look what he says. You are good. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Go back to 67. I'm sorry. Before I was afflicted. Anybody ever been afflicted? You know what affliction means? It means to inflict physical or mental suffering upon, to cause grievous distress, anguish, and trouble. Seriously. That's what affliction means. But David said, before I was troubled and mental anguish and seriously in trouble and suffering, I went astray. So a lot of times when you're going through something, it's to get your attention on God. You hear me? That's what is going on. To get your attention where it belongs, on God. Because He really has your solution and your answers. He has it. Now think about this. He says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. Go with me to 1 John 2:5, and then we're going to go back to the next verse in Psalms 168. Look what John said. John was the one close to Jesus and closest, okay? Wrote in Revelation, John the Revelator. Look what he says. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is what? Perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. See that? You know you're in him. In him you live, in him you move, in him you have your being. You know that because you're keeping his word. Now, back to 68. You are good. You and do good. God is good and he does good. He's telling God, you're good and you do good. Now look, teach me your statutes. Now watch this. Get a hold of this word statutes. I had to look it up for you. It means a law or rule enacted by the legislative body of representatives for a government. What government? See, we're having a legislative meeting this morning. That's where we're having a legislative meeting this morning. This isn't just a gathering. We're to establish the kingdom of God here now. That government. That's what the statutes are. God's government. That's what he's talking about here. Then he says, the proud have forged a lie against me. Here's the solution. But I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Did you catch that? I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. David's talking. Been through some difficult times. This is what's helping me. I'm keeping your precepts. Now listen. What's a precept? A beforethought. A beforethought. Listen to me. God has precepts for all of us. Beforethoughts. It's the thoughts he had with you and me before we even showed up on the planet. I'm going to tell you something. You're not just a product of your parents. I always say, I don't care. Some people say, you know, my dad left me when I was 2 months old. And, you know, I like to drink and smoke me some weed. I like to do this and do that. I never had a dad. That's why I got to have, you know, do what I do. And that's all a bunch of bunk. All those are excuses. Now watch this. You could have been conceived. Your parents could have conceived you in a Volkswagen with a hole in the floorboard in a thunderstorm underneath a bridge at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's how it could have happened. God used them to get you here. Do his will. Don't matter where it happened. Don't matter who it was. They got you here. You're here. Everybody say, I'm here. And God has his plan for you. And it will unfold and make sense to you when you get his precepts. See that? His precepts. His beforethoughts. And it all starts to come together. Jeremiah 1:5 says, he says, I knew you, I formed you, I ordained you, sanctified you before you were even in your mother's womb. All that was established. Those precepts caused that to unfold in your life. Everything starts to make sense. Give me the next one, 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. He's saying, oh, it's good. There's good's come out of it. It's causing me to get closer to God. I'm really discovering who I am now.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.